Hello, this is Luke Cassidy from the Online Desk, and today I'm speaking to London editor Mark Hennessy. Mark, with the counting ongoing in the British local elections, it looks as if the Liberal Democrats are the big losers today, with the Labour Party sweeping up their losses. Lib Dem leader Nick Clegg said his party are being blamed for government spending cuts, and it appears he might have a point as the overall Tory vote remains consistent.
Yes, indeed. Labour are certainly doing well in parts of the UK. No, they're not going to make anything like the kind of figures that they perhaps could and should have made. They look like they'll be somewhere in the region of 700 councillors to the good by the time the counting is finished. The Liberal Democrats have been really, really squeezed everywhere, and they've lost quite a few of the councils that were totemic gains for them in more recent years. One of the striking features of the election, and this has produced many interesting points, but one of them is certainly the performance of the Conservatives, where they've done actually remarkably well, and in fact could be slightly ahead in councillor seat numbers by the time polling is finished and later today. And that is really quite an extraordinary story given the cutbacks that are being made across the UK, and it's almost as if the Liberal Democrats are acting as a human shield for the Tories and taking all of the blame for the actions of government.
So what next for the Lib Dems?
Well, there would appear no likelihood of an immediate challenge to Nick Clegg. It would appear that they're going to become more combative in their relations with the Conservatives in power. There'll certainly be rows over the future reform of the National Health Service. Equally, there will be difficulties on the issue of the reform of the House of Lords. All of that is going to become more and more problematic. Whether they're actually going to seek to try and roll back on some of the spending cuts of recent times is open to question. Probably not, because that would actually totally derail the government's strategy. But they are going to become more awkward, and that is going to increase tensions with the Conservatives and lead to continual problems. And the Liberals are in an awkward position, because at one level they have to make a coalition work and have a narrative of agreement and consensus politics, which is something that they were trumpeting during the life of this government, so that they can convince the British public that there isn't actually anything to fear from coalitions. And on the other hand, they have to be seen as being combative with their coalition partners and rowing over policies and everything else. And that creates a problem where they have to ride two horses, and it looks like at the moment they're simply falling between the two.
You said the Labour Party appears to be picking up a lot of Lib Dem losses. Is this a comeback for them?
No, it's not. In fact, if you look at what's happening north of the border, certainly it isn't. Their performance in England, and about half of the councils in England had some of their council seats up for re-election, so it's not a full total UK-wide local election. But where the elections have been happening in England, Labour has been making gains, has been making significant gains, although perhaps quite significantly short of where they should be, given that they are a party of opposition, and usually local elections are used by the public to express midterm dissatisfaction. So they've done well in England, but not as well as they could, whereas up north, across the border in Scotland, the situation is dramatically different. The Scottish Nationalist Party have done extremely well. They're on the verge of perhaps getting a majority in the Scottish Parliament, which is something that was deemed to be impossible to achieve when the rules for the Parliament were put together back in 1997. And they, as a result, the SNP could now actually move forward on its own, on its much-cherished dream of having a referendum on independence without needing the support of any party in Holyrood, the Scottish Parliament, to actually get that legislation passed. The Liberal Democrat vote in Scotland has collapsed. All of that practically has gone to the Scottish National Party. But in addition to that, the Labour vote has dropped marginally across Scotland and dropped quite significantly in certain places where they lost quite senior candidates to the Scottish Nationalist Party. So this has been quite revolutionary. It's much, much ahead of even the most optimistic predictions that were given out by the Scottish National Party itself. Certainly Labour in Scotland are really, really stung today, and no matter how they try to spin this, it's a really dreadful result, and it does cause problems for Ed Miliband, because he spoke a number of times during the campaign across the border and did campaign reasonably extensively. And at the Scottish Labour conference some months ago, he said that success for Labour in Scotland would mark the rebirth of Labour across the United Kingdom and put us on its way back into power in the House of Commons, and certainly that is not going to be the case, judging by what we've seen today.
Finally, Mark, the electorate were also asked to vote in a referendum to decide how MPs should be elected to Parliament. This is one of the main reasons why the Lib Dems entered into government with the Conservatives in the first first place. And yet it looks as if they're going to lose the alternative vote referendum as well.
Yes, that vote will be out late, and it certainly all the indications are at the moment that the Yes campaign doesn't have a prayer. It's going to lose and lose quite significantly if all of the opinion polls are to be believed. That is going to cause, particularly coming on the back of really poor local results for the Liberal Democrats in England and the poor results, particularly in Scotland, for the party, a defeat on this issue is a triple whammy in many ways, and that's going to increase the level of dissatisfaction and unhappiness that exists within the Liberal Democrats. They accepted the referendum as part of their coalition agreement with the Conservatives. They didn't actually want AV. They wanted the replacement of first-past-the-post with proportional representation, the system as used in Ireland, but the Tories wouldn't agree to that. And the campaign behind the Yes campaign really has been quite poor from the off. They've failed to actually explain to people that there is a particular problem with the existing system, and equally they have failed to argue that the system that they wish to put forward would be better.
Mark, thanks very much for talking to us.